This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, I do appreciate so much the time that you do spend with me. I do appreciate so much the time that you send me emails and text messages, tweet and Facebook and all that fun stuff. Seriously. You know, when I look at some of the things you guys send me and ask me about, and I don't want you to think I'm ignoring you. You know, I can only do so much in the time I'm on the air. And I try to read some of the stuff you say. But you know what? Some of you have said a couple of things in here that kind of, you know, I do want to hit this. And Kimberly Moran's going to join me after the first break. And I'm sure she'll be on the same page on wanting to deal with this stuff. You know, for instance, Hillary, I just put out a tweet that basically said Hillary wants to end the U.S. because she wants no borders. Now, they're going to say, you know, you're one of those right-wing extreme idiots. I'll take that. I won't shy away from that. But it's like anything else. It's like if the doctor says, if you don't stop smoking those cigarettes, you've got 3 weeks to live. And I go out front and I get in the car and I tell my kids, you know, doctor says I got 3 weeks to live if I don't stop smoking. And I light up a cigarette, I'm not going to stop. Then my kids have every right to say, then, Dad, you want to die. You have decided to end your life. So when she sits there and says we shouldn't have borders, what else do you think she's saying? Now, some of you in the room have said, you're not going to like my answer. It's okay, though. It is, Joe. Some of you have said to me, or said in the room here, how did we get to this point? How did we get to the point where our kids, young adults, people that are in their 20s and even early 30s, and you can't blame this all on the education system. I won't let you. How do we get to the point where people don't know when we had our independence? How did we get to the point where people think that Abraham Lincoln is the one that discovered America? How did we get to that point? Because you're not engaging. Now, some of you are. I get it. I remember something. There's a biblical scripture that says, for those who have ears to hear. So if you're hearing this and you're already doing it, go grab yourself a cup of coffee because it's not for you. You know that, right? But some of you who are sitting in your easy chair, you come home after work, you know, you crack open a beer. I'm not knocking any of this, so don't take this the wrong way. You have every right to relax after a full day of work. I got that. And you know, you come home and you look at what's going on in the news. How many of you have walked for the candidate you think can win? How many of you have given him, skip a lunch, give him or her $5 or $10? It doesn't sound like a lot, but I'll tell you what, if 100 of you do it, now you've got $500 sitting there, right? I could buy a bunch of yard signs for $500. I could do some mailings for $500. I can mail out posts. Don't think that whatever you're doing isn't enough to do. You have got to go do something. And with your kids, excuse me, with your kids and your grandkids and your nieces and your nephews and the neighbors, you know what? Put a few bucks aside, right? Take all the neighbors to, I don't care, McDonald's, In-N-Out Burger, Burger King, whatever the place in your area is. And talk to them about the government. Talk to them about what went on, who our founding fathers were. Talk to them about history. It won't kill you. I'm telling you, yeah, it'll make you nuts for a little while to get used to doing it, but it won't kill you. So I blame us. I blame us for where we're at. And for those of you who are screaming at the Republicans, for those Republican conservatives that are on right now with me, if you're screaming at the Republicans for not doing their job, again, I blame you. Not you specifically. Who sent them there? You know sure as heck it isn't Democrats in most cases that are sending those weak-kneed, weak-spined Republicans back to Washington, do you? If they don't do the job, don't send them. Fire their butts. Come on, it's that easy, people. This is not rocket science. As you are well aware from some of the people that occupy those seats in the legislature. But if you've got those people with you now, and they're running your city council, your water boards, your school boards, and they suck at it, why would you send them to D.C. to make it exponentially worse? I'm very confused. It's always beyond me. People I talk to from other states and other cities say, yeah, we sent so-and-so. They voted so-and-so, and he went there, and he was terrible when he was here. And I'm saying, well, then why did you send him there? Because now he doesn't just affect you and your little community. Now he affects the whole country. And you know what? I would focus, if I was the guys with money, because I don't have that money, if I was the guys with money, I would focus on an area, a region, a group of states, and go, okay, these are the three states we're going to clean up first. We're going to go through there like wildfire. We're going to put all our money in those states, and we're going to get our guys put in there, and we're going to look them straight in the face and say, we knocked out the guy before you. We will knock you out as well if you don't go ahead and stick to your guns here. And I would. I would systematically go from region to region to region to region to region and clean this mess up. And as I was talking to the senator about offline, and we never got to doing it, and you guys have heard me say it a million times, we're worried about our jobs. We're worried about our retirement. And I get being worried about it. But I also say to you, other than the ultimate sacrifice of your life, what are you really willing to give up? Now, sometimes it's hard. When you feel like you're the only one fighting, or it's a very small group of you fighting, and you'll lose because of that, I get it. That's hard. Where do we start? When do we start? All right, now Trump is the beginning. I get some of you are going to say it. Trump is the beginning of that fight. I got that. And I'm on board with you. I got that. But who's supporting him? Our guys aren't. Right? And I agree with some of you in there. We will never get. Some of us will die before we give up our borders. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Moran joins me. Well, I'm sure we'll have a lot to talk about on the other side of the break. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee like I did, and we'll be right back. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, so look at, here's what I'm going to do at the bottom of the hour. The first one, the bottom of the hour now, not now, at the bottom of the hour, the first one who sends me the name of the song and the artist of the song, when we come back in, you know, we, for some of you who actually pay attention, when we come back in, we play music. And for the first one who does that to me, I will send you, if you got a video, right, TRS coffee mug. And no, Kimberly, you can't get one. A TRS coffee mug. I will send this to you for the, I don't know, we'll say the 20th person that sends me an email at the bottom of the hour. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Kimberly Morin joins me, as she does every week, to help me understand what's going on out there. She definitely... I won't say she has a different spin on it, but she definitely goes at it a little differently than I do. Kimberly, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so how do people find out more about you if they like what they hear tonight? How do they read what you've written and that kind of thing?
I am the editor at New Hampshire Political Buzz. I also write for the Federalist Papers Project. They can find me on Twitter, ConservativeIND. You can see how I feel about Democrats there, and Hillary Clinton, and Granite Rock.
You know, that word buzz had a whole different meaning in the 70s. You realize that, right? But it still holds true today, I guess.
It has the same meaning today.
So, listen, I thought I'd pull you in and kind of get your feel or your take, or, you know, because I'm sure you weren't all into it, but that that thing they had, the debate last night, right? I mean.
Okay, so before that, I want to preface the debate with this commentary, okay?
Okay.
Because, you know, Friday that horrible tape of Trump came out, right?
Yeah.
Horrifying,
now,
indefensible. But
go ahead.
I realize it's tape 11 years ago, but listen. Then, right after that, Democrats were outraged. Oh, my God. They were horrified, outraged. They couldn't believe it. This is a party that reveres men like Teddy Kennedy, who drove a woman to her death. This is a party that reveres men like John F. Kennedy, who had prostitutes in the White House. And Bill Clinton. Then there's Bill Clinton, who was not only a womanizer, but he's accused by multiple women of sexual assault and rape. And these people have any nerve talking about anyone else? They need to get off their moral high horse because they have zero morals. They are morally bankrupt. And they need to clean up their own house before they start pointing fingers at anyone else's. And the worst part is the media is complicit in their behavior.
This is,
I told you.
Well, this is lousy radio, because I totally agree with you. I think it's hilarious. I think the fact that they're, and you know what they use is they keep using this thing where they say, well, you know, Bill's not running for president. Well, you're right. Bill doesn't run for president. But guess what? His wife, who browbeat the women who he abused. It's not like these women were complicit in these actions, that loved having a relationship with Bill, and he had no problem having a relationship with them. That's not how it worked. He sexually assaulted these women. I have books that talk about him from the state police that used to work there, Secret Service agents who went out and picked these women up for him and knew that these things went on. I mean,
and then she victimized his victim. Not to mention the fact that she did victimize that 12-year-old little rape victim. You know, it's on and on and on with these people, just on this part. And let me tell you something. I just realized yesterday that it was 4 years ago, right before the November 2012 election, Hillary Clinton came back to New Hampshire for the first time since 2008. And guess what? I was there protesting to welcome her to New Hampshire. And part of my issue always with that evil, heinous woman has been that she victimized her husband's victims, and she enabled him to continue to create more victims. I'm sure there's victims we don't even know about because they're terrified to come forward, because that's how evil and heinous of a woman she is.
I agree with you. I don't understand why they let them get away with what they do. But let me ask you a question. You're obviously a woman. You're in the New England area. I won't give away your address, so to speak. With what Trump said, we all agree it's deplorable. I got it, okay. And I'm not belittling it. I'm not lightening it. But he did say it was a locker room conversation. And I heard another guy.
Here's where I disagree. It was referring to sexual assault. I disagreed. Locker room conversation.
No. Before you rip me up, let me finish a little bit, okay? Okay. There are still men out there, and lots of them. Right? It's Pollyanna-ish to think that he is part of a little 1% group circle of people that talk like that. Again, it's not the right way to talk. It's not the right way to talk about women. But this is not. This is not like it's unique to Donald Trump and Republicans who make a lot of money. Yeah, this is where my angst came in. This conversation does go on, and until people start smacking it down and disapproving of it, little Mr. Bush there was having a ball with it, wasn't he? And they didn't beat on him at all at first, did they?
So what you're saying is that if men, there is a certain number of men who talk like that about sexual assault, you're agreeing with the left that says there's a rape culture.
No, not at all. I'm saying it happens, it goes on, and until all of us men, until we start pounding on those guys saying, it's not acceptable, I'm not going to sit here, I'm not going to be part of it, I'm not going to giggle like that little turd was doing while he was doing it, you know, he could have said, Mr. Trump, hey, I'm not into that kind of conversation, I think it's wrong.
Yeah.
Okay?
No, I agree. Yeah, I agree with that. And it's not normal conversation.
No.
But the bigger thing, my even bigger issue is that here the Democrats are, you know, but feigning outrage, they're trying to slam every Republican running, and they have men in their party who they revere that actually do rape women. And, you know, the Democrats in New Hampshire, at least, and I think some other states, just changed the Jefferson Jackson dinner name to Kennedy Clinton. I think we might have talked about it. So what you're saying to women is, we hate your guts. We don't care about you. We revere two womanizers, one who's been accused of sexual assault and rape. That's what the Democrat Party stands for to women. Yeah. Woo-hoo!
Yeah, most of the women don't, you know, most people don't remember the whole thing with Ted Kennedy and how he was known. See, this is the other thing that people don't seem to understand. He was known for driving drunk. He was known for getting in accidents in those areas. He was known for being a womanizer. So it was no shock that he drove home drunk, that he drove off a bridge, that he allowed a woman to drown in a car. Why? Because he was too afraid to call the police to tell them what just happened. He wanted time to sober up while she laid at the bottom of a little river area drowning. Okay? One of the worst ways you could possibly die. And he got a free pass because he was a Kennedy. I lived in Massachusetts at the time, and I remember my parents at the table talking about what a disgusting, deplorable group they were for backing him up. Hey, we've got to go to a quick break. I'm Joe Hussein, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight. Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
I think, oh, I don't know.
No comment.
Okay.
We are back. Remember what I said at the bottom of the hour? Come on, board. I'll cut it off before the words start. Thank you. You give me the name of the song, okay? Send me an email. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. If you're on Facebook or one of those places, just quickly put it up there. I want the name of the song and the artist, and you get a free coffee cup, coffee mug. And look, coffee tastes better in this mug. I'm telling you. I drink it every night. I know. If I don't have a TRS mug, it tastes like crap. If I have a TRS mug, it tastes great. Anyhow, Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week. It's always a pleasure to have her and the rest of you guys in the chat room and Facebook. Being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly, thanks for being with me tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, always fun. And you don't have a mug yet, do you?
No, I don't.
We'll have to
fix that. I don't have one.
We'll have to fix that. We'll just have to
fix
that.
And I drink coffee. I drink espresso every day.
I was going to say, I can't imagine you on any more coffee or speed supplement with the way you are now. I just can't even imagine it. Anyhow. Yeah. God, I've lost my mind. What were we talking about? See, I had a moment.
How despicable Democrats are. that's always an easy topic.
Yeah, I gotta be careful with this, and I'll tell you why. My family are all Democrats. They're really Republicans. They just don't know it. But my family are all Democrats. Okay, they're all Massachusetts Democrats, with the exception of one. And you know, I come from a pretty big Italian family. But the exception of one, they're all voting for Trump. They're tired of their party. They're tired of what's being shoved down their throats. Why don't you re-register? Oh, I can't do that. I never got that.
They could register as independents.
No.
I had someone, listen to this. This is a funny one. I had someone say to me, because I said I wasn't voting necessarily for someone that's a Republican, and they said, well, how can you be a conservative and not vote Republican? I'm like, what? I'm like, I'm an independent. She goes, but why does your Twitter name have conservative in it? And I'm like, conservative doesn't equate Republican. Look at the voting records of people, then you'll know.
No, they're.
I know so many people who have registered Indy this year. I don't think I've seen that many in a long time, and I'm just like, welcome to the dark side.
Well, here's the problem we have in some states. You guys have got to pay attention to this also. In California, if you can register as what's called a declined estate, which means, you know, there's no party preference to speak of. The problem is that in a primary, you can't vote for a Republican because the Republican platform in the state says that you have to be a Republican to vote a Republican to vote in the primaries here for a Republican. So that left out a boatload of people who could have voted for Trump or others, and they couldn't do it.
They can't switch that day and then switch back?
No. That would have been, no. Yeah, no.
Oh, that's what we could do here. See, I don't believe in open primaries, to be honest with you.
No, and we have them, and they've created all kinds of trouble.
Yeah, and that's how you got Trump. But I can, and I don't believe independents should vote in primaries of the parties because we're not members of the parties, right? But we can go vote, switch our affiliation just for that day to vote Republican or Democrat, and then switch it back as we leave the voting booth. That's what they do. And you know, the RNC didn't say, or the, I don't know if it's a state committee or not, but they could have made it a closed primary. They chose not to. They made their bed. The Republican Party did this to themselves, in my opinion.
You know, to show you how
smart... And for other reasons, too, but...
Yeah, no kidding, right? To show you how smart my listeners are, and I just have to say that. Somebody just said, do you remember when Mary Jo Kopechne, and that was the name of the young lady? You know what? I hate when we do that sometimes where we don't, you know, that was a person. That was somebody's daughter, and her name was Mary Jo Kopechne. And yep. I heard, or she's saying here that she may have been 3 months pregnant, or she may have been pregnant at the time she died.
That just came out recently, I believe, like in the past 2 years.
Wow. Okay.
It was only in the past several years that we found out that she was drowned to death, and that's how she actually died. It wasn't from the impact from the car. No. I thought it was only in the past 2 years that we literally actually found out she drowned to death, and that's how Teddy Kennedy killed her.
Wow. Yeah. It's just amazing. And again, they idolize these people. I mean, look at Bill Clinton. Can you imagine? I don't even want to say it this way, but you imagine if I did one tenth of what he did, what they would be saying about me if I was running for higher office?
Any time a Republican even says something out of line, they are instantly taken out of office. Not just by Democrats, but their own party says, yeah, you got to go, buddy.
That's true.
Because, you know, Republicans have to have some kind of higher moral standards, family values. And the Democrats are just heathen, abhorrent pieces of filth. And so that's why you can have Anthony Wieners, who even after he finally was forced to leave office, he ran again for another seat in New York.
I know.
I mean, that's the kind of people they
and
are.
And people voted for him. All right? What do you think of that?
His own wife probably didn't even vote for him.
I wouldn't have if I was her at that point. So let's get back to the debate. I want to get back because this is one of the things I try to tell people was you're not a Trump fan. You haven't been. You weren't. You're not you don't have both feet on the Trump train, so to speak. On Sunday night, did he win? Did he win decisively for you? Did he kind of sort of win? Talk to me.
I thought Trump kicked her behind. First of all, his first debate was fine. It was nothing, whatever. He really needed to hit it out of the park better. He didn't. But the second debate, after all this stuff went on, I figured he was just going to implode. He came out. He grabbed that debate by the neck and held it up as a trophy afterwards, in my opinion. And you know how I feel about him.
Yes, I do.
He kicked her behind. I give credit where credit is due. I honestly do. The best line in any debate I've ever heard was when he said she'd be in jail. Because I've been saying that for years, and so has half of the country.
Yeah, and even our side had a problem with that. There were conservative / Republican pundits and electeds that said that was wrong. He shouldn't have said that. It's not what we do. And I'm going, yeah, actually, he should have said that. He should have looked at her and said, if most people did a tenth of what your husband did, they'd be in jail by now. And and we have a sailor, a recent sailor, who took selfies of himself in a submarine, a truly an accident, a mistake. He was trying to show pictures of his friends that he was actually in a submarine. He's going to get 3 to 5 years because it was a top secret submarine and they posted pictures up on social media. Stupid thing to do.
Here's the thing. And I saw people, I had to stand up for Trump today. Here's the thing. What he was saying, what he was referring to is he would get a special prosecutor
right.
And she would be investigated. He wasn't saying, you're my political opponent, I'm going to throw you in jail.
That's
anyone
right.
Who said that is lying. And I told someone that today. I'm like, you are intentionally lying about what he said. And I even looked up the law regarding this. No, Trump couldn't get a special prosecutor, but his attorney general could. And the only way an attorney general can do that is if there's an overwhelming enough evidence to actually get one. So Trump himself couldn't do it, but he certainly could provide the evidence to his own AG. But so they blew that out of proportion. because a lot of them are probably people that just hate Trump. And here I am, one of the people who do not like Trump, and I'm sticking up for him because that's how I roll. I tell the truth.
What do you say to these? What do you say to some of these wonderfully put together people who have been coming out of the woodwork saying, you know, you guys on the right, you Republicans, what real pieces of work you are to vote for somebody who openly talks about women like Donald Trump did? How could you give him money? How could you support him? Here's your platform. You can the 16 Democrats that listen to the show, let them have it. But remember, we're on the radio, so you got to watch the verbiage, but let him have it.
I kind of agree. You know what I mean? Like, how could they, people have nominated him? But you have to remember, and you know, like I said before, I've interviewed Trump. He was a very nice guy. He was a gentleman. He was a nice guy when I talked to him. I've heard great stories about him, too. But here's the thing. He is a, he's like a TV guy. He's like, whatever. He lives in a different world than the rest of us, and certainly than the politicians. I mean, he works with politicians. He's been actually part of all the political class for all these years, but he's not one of them. And one of the problems is a lot of Democrats and Indies are the reason he got the nomination, because there were so many splits in other areas. Notice closed primaries, Cruz won a lot of those. Mm-hmm. Democrats boosted him. The media boosted him, and because in WikiLeaks emails even proves Trump was their number one goal to have as the Republican nominee because they thought they could win against him. Because if you think about it, and I don't know if you saw my Facebook profile cover, it's monkeys throwing poo at each other. Because that's what this election is. I'm going to throw something and see if it sticks on you. Oh, I can throw something back, referring to the same topic even. So that's the whole problem.
We got to go for a quick break. I want you to think about something. People felt that that he was lording over her at the debate, that he was kind of on the prowl behind her. Don't say anything now. I want to talk to that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Kimberly Marin joins me. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the fog, but meantime...
We are back! Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I really do appreciate the time that you do spending with me. Jane, and you know who you are, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Give me your address. You'll get the coffee mug. I promise, eventually. And it may even come in one piece. I am Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Kimberly Morin joins me, as she does every week. And I believe we have a good time talking about the issues of the day and what have you. And she's not always, I don't know, we're not always on the same page. But like most Americans, we can walk away from the conversation and still be friends. Right, Kim?
Absolutely.
Yes. It's, and besides, you're from New Hampshire. I'm from Boston. It doesn't always work out well that way. Anyhow.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You guys are a little slow. You know, my funniest story about Maine, I think I told you this, when we used to go, we actually went and cut down Christmas trees. So if you're one of those eco freaks, you don't want to listen to this. So we used to go up to Maine and cut down Christmas trees. Anyway, I remember the guy coming out, and we're looking for the tree. He says, you better hurry up, it's going to snow. I'm looking around thinking, oh, it doesn't look like it's going to snow to me. Finally, he says, why don't you just give me, you know, X amount of dollars and get the tree you want when you're ready. And he goes back, very trusting people up there, crazy, crazy people. Anyway, I'm telling you, I'm in the middle of cutting a tree down. It starts snowing. Right? And the guy at the gas station later on says, yeah, you can kind of feel it in your bones. I'm thinking, yeah, okay. I'm not coming up here. These people are wet.
You can smell it. You can smell smell it when you know it's going to snow.
Okay, sure, whatever you say. Anyway, I am Joe Zinn, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. You know, we were talking a little bit about Trump and on Sunday night, and I agree with you. You know, she's got to be a big girl about this stuff. But they, you know, the people on the left were screaming that he was prowling behind her. He was almost like a jaguar or a tiger going back and forth, looking for looking for fresh meat or whatever. I'm saying no. He was dropping back to get out of her way so she could do whatever it was she was going to do. I mean, you as a woman, would you feel bad if there was a guy behind you doing what he was doing, which was nothing but walking back and forth?
I'm not easily intimidated, so no.
No, I can't imagine you would be.
No, not by anyone. But the thing is, whoops, sorry. Lily's chiming in. I got to let her up on my cave lounge. Come on. No, and it was just the way the debate stage was set up. It made it look that way. He wasn't intimidating her. He wasn't standing over her. That's just how the stage was set up. And any woman who thinks he was, like, rearing over her needs to pull up her big girl panties and grow up and act like an adult. Because they're just, like I said, it's just they're left-wing feminazis making up more excuses to try to bash Trump and get all their little lady part supporters in a all tizzy.
Yeah,
it's not even an issue, but they're just making issues out of everything.
Yeah, I always found that amazing to where, you know, there's supposed to be equality for everybody. We're all supposed to be on the same page. We're all supposed to be doing the same thing. And then I turn around and things like that wouldn't, I don't, you know, again, you said it wouldn't bother you. All right, so I'm a male. I'm there. It wouldn't bother me either. So if I'm okay with it, why can't it be done with others? Why should the women get special treatment?
If that intimidates Hillary Clinton, she doesn't belong anywhere near the White House. I'll tell you that right now. Because you cannot be easily intimidated by anyone if you're going to be in that kind of position. And I doubt she was. It's just other people trying to make something else up. Because Trump did actually good in the debate. That's why. So I got to try to bring him down. They got to bring him down, Peg. Because I guarantee after that debate, his poll numbers will go up this week. There'll be new polls on Thursday,
yep.
And his poll numbers, they'll still probably be down, but they're going to go up.
Well, if you saw the Frank Luntz, segment, you saw how people who went in there that were leaning more towards Hillary, and there were more of them, actually ended up going with Trump by the end of the debate, which I thought was really great. Let me ask you, there were WikiLeaks on Friday of a bunch of her emails. Some more came out today, and the ones that came out today even spoke directly to her deliberately and criminally deleting emails. Okay, and is this going to make a difference for her? You think we were well past anybody really putting a lot of stock in these things from the left?
Not from the left, no, because the left is a criminal enterprise. They don't care. These are the people that commit voter fraud in every state in every election. They don't care. They are left-wingers, Democrats, the people that are, you know, involved with the party are criminals themselves. So they don't care. The ends justify the means, right? So they don't care. They will do anything and everything to make sure that horrifying woman gets into office. And it doesn't matter that she's not even qualified to be there. It doesn't matter all the years of criminal activity that have gone on because of her. She will get into office. That's what they want to do. That's all they want to do. They will lie. They will cheat. They will steal. God only knows what they have already done. But those are all the things they don't. The left doesn't care. Middle America cares. Republicans care. The left, they don't care.
You know, there's only a handful of us, I'll say, that are making a big deal out of one of the comments that she made. One of my posts tonight was all about how the end of the U.S., if Hillary gets in, she doesn't want borders. And she basically
yep.
said that. She truly wants not necessarily a global at this point, but a hemispheric government. So in other words, you know, who would run that? Her and Barack probably in some way, shape, manner, or form. But when she talks about this, I am surprised either people don't take her seriously, don't think she can pull it off, or there's many in her world that think that that would be great, that would be wonderful, that would be perfect, even though we have example after example after example where it doesn't work. I mean, are you finding most people just kind of let that go by?
Yes, they let it go by. A lot of people haven't really heard it. The media, again, is complicit. The mainstream media is nothing but another arm for the Democrat Party. They should really just be on their payroll because that's what they're doing. They will not be reporting on it. They will not question her about it. They will not make it so the rest of the country sees that that's what this woman actually has. And that's one of the ideas she has. One of the email leaks that came out shows that she specifically is lies to the public. She's one way in private, one way in public.
No. I can't let you get away with that because she came back to clarify, and she said that's what Abraham. She was simply repeating what Abraham Lincoln said, right?
That was hysterical. So she went off on this crazy tangent of why she did it, but I don't know if people even get that who vote for her. At this point, to be honest with you, Joe, at this point, diehard Trump supporters, diehard Hillary supporters, it doesn't matter what either of their candidates do, they're voting for them no matter what.
Yep, I agree. You're right.
You know? But to the candidates are going for the undecideds right now. Those are the people who just started paying attention after school started in September. Those are the people watching debates now. These are the people that get news from the mainstream media and they're maybe their local newspapers, but these are not people who are informed voters. They don't know what's really going on. They don't know about all of Clinton's history. They don't know about all of Trump's history. So this is why we're going to end up with one of these two. Sorry.
I am so earlier. I played a clip. I don't know if you were listening, but I played a clip from Jesse Waters on what Columbus Day was about and what it was and who discovered America and that kind of stuff. And there were people. It was a wide swath of people there. I mean, there were young ladies, probably 18, 19, 20, 21-ish, and then there were older men. There were older men that were on there. It was 40, 45, 50. No clue. Not a clue as to where Christopher Columbus landed. What year he discovered this country, it just was amazing to me, and I couldn't believe it. But that's what's going to hurt us. That is why it is okay for these, or they think it is, it's okay for these people not to know these things, not to know the answers to these questions. It just makes me nuts. There's actually, I ran out of time to do it with you. I'm going to do it the next hour, which is there's a study out by these psychiatrists that we pay all kinds of money to go to school. You know, they probably went on grants and all that, say that it's okay to swear around your kids. It's okay to teach your kids vulgarities. It's okay for them to flip off, older people, people they should be respecting and having, you know, we're out of control. We're just out of control, right?
Well, look at what they're doing. Look at the stuff they're teaching kids in school. Look at the stuff that's on television. I mean, you know, kids are being fed things that aren't appropriate, or they're being fed, they're just being dumbed down. They're not being fed the truth about history. They're not being fed the truth about our country. Colleges and universities are putting out little snowflakes who are never going to be able to make it in the real world. It's horrifying. Think about it. 10 years from now, these special little snowflakes are going to be the people running things. And these are the people that demand safe spaces because someone says a word wrong. Or if you have Mexican food and celebrate Cinco de Mayo, if you aren't Mexican, you're appropriating their culture. It's horrifying.
I know.
And that's what's happened to this country. And it's all thanks to the left. Yay! Thanks.
Yeah, next
thanks
week,
for destroying our country.
When you come on next week, we should talk about all the colleges that are now putting a list out of what costumes are appropriate, politically correct and appropriate. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Kimberly Moran can be found quickly. Where?
In the History of Political Buzz. You can see my latest article, 48 Democrats. Also, Conservative IND on Twitter.
You just ran out of time. They'll find you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We're going to talk about the worst moderator ever on the other side of the break and how to teach your kids to flip off authority. We'll be back in a bit.